They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. With us on our newsmaker line is John Anderson. He is the president of the newly minted, in a way, Fastline Marketing Group. They are based in Buckner, Kentucky. John is speaking to me from Louisville, Kentucky, one of my favorite cities in the entire United States. John, thanks so much for taking time and being with us today.
Michael, it's a real pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, full disclosure, Fastline is a magazine company that's been around a long, long time. Bill Howard is the owner. I have had a long history with Fastline Publications. They are known in the agricultural community as the go-to place to find all kinds of information about equipment. That has been a long, long and storied career. How long have you been with Fastline? And then we'll get into the marketing side of this.
Yeah, so I've been with Fastline for about the last year or so, and very excited to be a part of the transformation from what you just described as the go-to agricultural magazine or catalog of choice for agricultural dealers and manufacturers to something much bigger in this space, and look forward to elaborating on that. So excited to be a part of that transformation here at Fastline Marketing Group.
Yeah, this is really an important thing for people to understand. John Anderson is not coming at this from a brand new company. This is a company that's been around, a storied company that's been around for a long time, with salespeople all over the United States, regions of the country broken up with their magazines, and doing a great job in allowing farmers and manufacturers to get to know equipment. And so recently, you have morphed into what is now being known as the Fastline Marketing Group. Why'd you do that, John? What's the goal here?
That's a great question, Michael. I mean, I think your opening introduction highlighted the key reason why we felt it was important to really reposition ourselves in the marketplace. So we have a stated goal to be the partner of choice for folks in the agricultural community from a marketing standpoint, and are working hard to make sure folks understand that we are much more than our legacy of the past, soon to be on June 1st, 43 years of existence, where we have been the go-to partner for catalogs to connect dealers, manufacturers, and farmers. And as you know, in the world we live in, that is still a very important marketing medium, especially with some of the rural connectivity challenges that we have out in the rural portions of the country, but with various generations now, passing down control of farms as well as distributor and manufacturer businesses, folks want to engage with organizations differently. And we were one of the first to see that and get on the train back in 1997 and build our searchable database that is fastline.com. And as the digital world has evolved, so have we. And so we are now really positioning ourselves as Fastline Marketing Group, a full service digital and traditional marketing agency of choice in the agricultural space. And so that's why we felt it was important to make the subtle but significant change from Fastline Media to Fastline Marketing Group to really represent who we are today and who we want to be into the future for the next 43 years.
And people are consuming media in a far different way than what they did when Fastline.com first came about. I mean, we've had to optimize everything for mobile use. And I remember the launch of Fastline.com. And I think it's exciting that you're rebranding yourself to give your current clients and those who will be future clients a set of resources that you can help them throughout the marketing adventure, whatever that might be. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. You know, one of the challenges we see out there for the various constituents that we serve is that it's hard to find a trusted partner that can give manufacturers and dealers access to the audience that they need to communicate their products, their services, and so on. And so we are in a unique position to open those doors to an audience that we serve and that we've really curated over the last 43 years that is unique in this industry. And so while some of the services may seem generic on the surface, they are powered by an audience that is almost second to none when you start to bring together what is arguably a leading position in our social space in terms of followers, over 5 million catalogs that we distribute, what's trending to be over 10 million users to our Fastline.com website. And so you start to marry all this together and some of our latest technology in our Aggie product, which we can hit on later in the discussion. It is a unique set of solutions that we can bring to distributors, manufacturers to help them reach the community of farmers in a way that they really can't find from anybody else.
John Anderson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the president of Fastline Marketing Group based in Kentucky. All right, let's talk about the offerings of Fastline Marketing Group. When we talk about marketing or advertising, whatever it happens to be, what services are you now prepared to offer your current and future clients?
Yeah, first and foremost, it starts with understanding what our clients' needs and goals are from a marketing perspective. And so, you know, we always want to be a trusted consultant and partner when we're working with our manufacturers and dealers to understand what their goals are, what they may have done in the past, and what they want to do in the future. And then from there, we then tailor our solutions to meet their needs, to ultimately deliver the best results, the best ROI possible. In this day and age, it's all about what are the results that you can give me? What's the ROI, the return on investment for my marketing spend? And so we will collate our catalogs with our digital products, which span email marketing, social marketing, website development, our Fastline.com products, which are supported with featured listings and hot deals and banners, as well as our latest new digital product, which we're branded Aggie, which is intended to identify anonymous website traffic on our dealers and manufacturers' websites to help them deliver more targeted and personalized marketing campaigns to better reach their audience. And so it's about marrying these different solutions with the customer's goals to make sure that we can deliver the right end result.
And I think you said the most important thing so far in our conversation, and that is to listen to the needs of your customer. And so many businesses, so many individuals go into something like this and say, okay, we have the answer for X, Y, and Z. And really, what the client needs is A, B, and C. And so how important that is to listen to what the customer, what the client needs, yes?
Michael, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's been a hallmark in my career and a staple here at Fastline Marketing Group is that we want to make sure that we are meeting the customer where they are. And it is a journey in terms of how they grow and develop, how they navigate current conditions in their marketplace. And so while we have what we feel like is an industry-leading set of solutions, it doesn't mean anything if it's not meeting the customer's needs. So it's critical to listen and then step back and identify solutions that we think we can mutually work on together to get them where they want to go on their journey.
I'm familiar with how Fastline has done their sales in the past. You have captive salespeople that are roaming all over the United States calling on people. So I'm wondering, with this shift to Fastline Marketing Group, did those individuals that you have on the road, did they require a bit more training so that they better understand? Or is there a whole new section of Fastline that are out there dealing with your current customers or future clients?
It's a great question. I mean, anytime an organization makes a pivot or expands a product offering, it's critical to make sure that the folks that are out face-to-face with the customer can best represent those products. So it is definitely a lot of training, but we feel strongly about the folks that we have on our team and the relationships that they have built over several years. Many of our folks have been with Fastline for, in some cases, decades. And so you can't build those relationships overnight. And so it's supporting those relationships with a first-class team here in Buckner and really spread throughout the country. It's been one of the advantages of coming out of COVID is it's really broken down any sort of physical barriers to from an office perspective, and you're able to find great talent coast to coast that can help accelerate our expertise in this digital space with the expertise we already have in the printed arena. And so it's about training the team and then providing them added support here in the home office and across the country to support them in those efforts.
John Anderson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the president of Fastline Marketing Group. You mentioned something there that I think is really interesting. Due to COVID, and now we are going into our second year here, this has really leveled the playing field among businesses. You can launch, everybody's constrained to the same thing, so to speak. In other words, you can be a small company and compete with the big guns because it is digital. You do have those tools like everybody else has. Is that been a help as you have launched Fastline Marketing Group?
I think it has in a lot of ways, and it's only heightened dealer manufacturers' focus on delivering targeted and meaningful campaigns. And so that is right in our wheelhouse in terms of how we're able to leverage our audience to really hone in on exactly what they want to accomplish versus maybe a larger, kind of more generic approach. It's really all about the precision and the targeting and the personalization of the campaigns. And so COVID has definitely has helped in that regard, as well as a lot of others from a technology standpoint, as we've really looked to accelerate getting our new products out there. And so one example would be Fastline.com. And so we launched a completely new version of Fastline.com back in the middle of March, and have already seen tremendous results for our dealers and partners who leverage that tool to promote their products, as well as the farmers who depend on that tool to find different products and machinery and tractors and so on to meet the needs that they have on their farms. And so we've seen traffic rates double what we saw last year in the midst of COVID. And I think COVID's probably played a role in accelerating that to a certain extent. We've seen the same thing in our social arena. You know, a lot of partners we work with may have 1,000, maybe even 5,000 social followers. We're able to give our partners access to a social following that's coming close to 400,000. So we can greatly expand their reach, no matter how small or how big that distributor or manufacturer may be.
I think that's a fascinating thought. And also, we do this every day, John. We talk to business people all over the world. And almost to a person, they have said to us that due to COVID, it has allowed them to step back from what they used to do and take a brand new look at what they can do and reinvent themselves in many different ways. And that's exactly, I think, where you folks at Fastline Marketing Group have gone. Tell me a bit about, you mentioned something about an app or a design idea, Aggie. What is that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Michael. So Aggie is a product unique to Fastline, particularly in the agricultural space, that really helps folks who want to get even more personalized and targeted in their marketing efforts. And so, most everyone has a website, but very few understand who is engaging with their products and services on the website. So the only way that you know if someone's come to your website is if they fill out a form fill and inquired for more information, or maybe they've clicked a call off the website. But there's probably another 90 to 95% of traffic that's coming to your website that you really don't know who they are, but you'd probably like to know who they are. And that's where Aggie comes in, to really identify that gap between who you know is coming and who you don't know is coming, and understand really detailed insights on those individuals that you can then build very tailored marketing campaigns, email outreach, direct mail outreach to really make sure the campaigns are tailored to what that particular individual or prospective customer is searching for within your website. And so we've had great success over the last 18 months as we've rolled out and refined Aggie, and are excited to really kind of have this 2.0 version launched along with FastlineMarketing.com and really accelerate those benefits to so many more partners that we have in the agricultural community.
Well, it sounds like Google Analytics on steroids. If you can capture that much data, and you are absolutely correct. People visit websites all the time. And if you don't, if there was a way to capture that, and this is so important, I hope people are listening to this intently, because if and when you can start to identify who those customers are, those potential customers, what a huge advantage that is as you tailor whatever your marketing messages are to what they're wanting. Yes?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's a great analogy in terms of Google on steroids. And that is the misnomer in this product is, well, it sounds like Google Analytics. Well, it's Google Analytics times 10. And so it really helps take your marketing efforts to the next level. And, you know, the great thing that we've really tried to engineer into this product is a turnkey service for the customer. So many of our dealer manufacturer partners are, you know, juggling multiple balls within the marketing department and oftentimes don't have time to really take this information and do anything meaningful with it. They understand and appreciate the value of it. In this world we live in, data is king in a lot of cases. But if you can't do anything with the data, it's just that. And so we provide a turnkey service to really help them take the data and then turn it into fulfillment marketing campaigns that they don't really have to be overly involved with, that can get deployed on their behalf and then ultimately help them reap the benefits.
Final question for you, John Anderson, the president, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of Fastline Marketing Group. When we talk about customers or clients, you have a number of very important people to Fastline Marketing Group. You've got the farmer or rancher, which is the end user, so to speak, of the products that you have out there. You have the dealers that you've built a long time relationship with for over 40 years. And then you have manufacturers as well. That's a broad swath. How do you target which is important, or are they all equally important to you, John?
That's a great question. You know, we have this unique position in the marketplace that we do sit in the middle of that triangle of farmers, manufacturers, and dealers. And we want to be the marketplace that can connect all three to make sure that they're getting the information they want and ultimately the product, solutions, or services that they want. And so we look at targeting all three of those constituents equally, but have different tactics to make sure we meet them where they are. And I can't stress enough, you mentioned earlier in terms of our, you know, on the ground footprint. It's really our people here at Fastline, whether out in the field servicing our customers or here in our office, who make the difference. And we think really, you know, aside from the products, aside from the audience, it's really how you serve and how you meet the customer. And it's really our people that enable us to do that.
It's a great story. John Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the new, improved, and remarkable Fastline Marketing Group. John, thanks so very much for spending so much time with us. I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot of stuff going on and a lot of balls in the air. But I do appreciate spending the time to better explain to us and all of our listeners worldwide what Fastline Marketing Group is and what they can do. So thank you.
Michael, thank you. I appreciate your interest in what we're doing and certainly look forward to speaking again soon.
Once again, that's the voice of John Anderson. He is the president of Fastline Marketing Group. And yes, we do have a link to their website on our radio blog, so you can get in touch with them and find out more about this fascinating story. A 43-year-old company that has been redeveloped into something that will really benefit their customers today and tomorrow. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for John Anderson, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.